Let's go through the office. If I must have Samach Dalid, we're here about 10 lines up on Samach Gimel on the base with the Gemara Amar Rabbi Asi, right? Gemara that we've seen already for a second. We talked yesterday about the differences between a wonderful wife and a not so wonderful wife. Finished off with something from a couple of lines from Ben Sira. Now we're up to Amar Rabbi Asi. So Amar Rabbi Asi, Ein Ben David Ba Achi Ichlukol Nisham Shabaguf. Right, again, Gemara, we saw already that the Mashiach is coming only after all of the neshamos, right, are done, not from the body, like we know of a guf, but from a place in Shemayim called the guf. So all the neshamos are finished, that's when Mashiach is coming. Shemar ki ruach min lefana yatov and neshamos on Yisisi. Tanya v'lein d'rabaisa, Rabbi Lezer Omer kol mi she'in osik b'peri v'yiruvia ki lushov v'rdamin. Anybody who doesn't try to have kids, doesn't mean he'll definitely have kids, but in osik, meaning he doesn't try, he has to try. So it's as if he's murdering somebody. It says back to back, right? Murder, the concept of murder, and to have kids and multiply. Right? He's reduced the dmus, the shechina, the presence of the shechina in the world. It's those two things back to back. Right, it's both. He says peruvu by both those concepts. Amarul the Banazai. I said, hey Banazai, ish no adorish for no mekayim, no mekayim ve'in no adorish ve'atah no adorish ve'in no mekayim. So there are some people, right, who talk well, right, they give a good drasha, and they're mekayim their words. Some people who do the mitzvos, but don't really darshan so well. They're not really great speakers. But you're a good speaker, and then you don't perform. I mean, you don't accomplish. You're not mekayim what you say, because Ben Azai famously married the daughter of Rabbi Akiva and then divorced her because he couldn't help himself. Right? He had to learn Torah as much as he could, which he's going to say in a second. And he wasn't able to fulfill his marital duties. And he divorced her. So they said to him, hey, that's a nice speech, right? That a person doesn't have kids, right? They both reduce the Shekhinah in the world, and they're also as if they committed murder, but hey, buddy, right? Practice what you preach. So Amar Lahem, Ben Azai, I said, what am I supposed to do? My neshama has such a strong longing for Torah, I can't help myself, right? Other people have kids, and I'm not able to. Okay. Now, obviously, that's a level we can't even begin to understand, right? Obviously, we all have a mitzvah, a peruvu. Tani, another brisa says, Rabbi Lezer Omer, call me she'in osik b'peruvu, kilu shovich tamim, mishnah shovich tam adam, samach le'atem peruvu. Right? Rabbi Lezer ben Azai, Omer, kilu ma'it ha'dmos, ben Azai, Omer, okay, right? Amr lo ben Azai, etc. Ish no adorish, etc. I mean, another brisa also has the same exact give and take, right, that we just had. Tani, Rabbi Lezer brisa. That's talking about the Aron, right? Famous pasuk, right? The Ba'ivin saw Aron, and when it would rest, right, there's a Shuvah Hashem Revivos Alfei Yisrael. Let Hashem, right, live amongst the Revivos of Am Yisrael. So Malami she'ein Shchina Shora, right, Al Pachos Mishnei Alafim Ushnei Revivos Miyisrael. That Kosh Baruch Hu's Shchina doesn't come to Am Yisrael unless there are 22,000 Jews, right? A Revivah is 10,000. So Shnei Revavos is 20,000, and Shnei Elafim is 22,000. Doesn't the Gemara elsewhere say that the Torah, that the Shechina comes if there's a minyan, and even if there's a chavrusa learning, and even if there's one person learning? So yeah, obviously it means that there are levels, right? It doesn't have the greatest level of Ashrav Shechina is only when you have 22,000 Jews. Hare, at least according to this brisa. Hare Shahi Yisrael Shnei Elafim Shnei Revavos Chazer Echad. And the Gemara says, just again to highlight the importance of Peruvu, let's say you have 21,999. Vizelo Azuk Peruvu. Then you have a Jew who didn't try to have kids. So Solomon says, go to the Shechina, Shedestalik Me Yisrael. This guy is causing the Shechina not to rest fully, right, or as much as, right, as on the highest level, right, with Am Yisrael. Right, so you see that how important every single Jew is. Abba Chanan, Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Chayav Misa, that person's Chayav Misa, Shnei Maraz, but it says, Uvanam Lavu Lahem, right, that they didn't have any kids, that's Nadav and Aviv, right, they're one of the reasons, right, the big machlokas why Nadav and Aviv passed away, and what, either they were drunk, or they posked in front of their Rebbeim, so one of the opinions is, they didn't have kids, and that's what the Pasuk says. that they didn't have kids. Right? Apparently, if they would have had kids, so they would not have died. Other people say, not even of you, but right? they quote that pasuk. Again, when you have kids, when there are children after you, so then there's a shechina. But if you don't have kids, so then Amishora, who in the world, where who is the shechina gonna rest on, gonna hang out with, right? I'll eat some bavanim, right? And obviously not sticks and stones. Okay, fine. So that's a bit more about the mitzvah of Peruvu. Now, Nasa Isha Visha Imo Eser Shanim Velo Yalda. Rachman, the son of people are married in 10 years, wife does not have kids, and Rishay Lebatel. The person is not allowed to be Mevatel. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi says over here, Eli, O Yigershena, O Yisa Isha Acheres Nima. Clearly, the mission is talking about being Mevatel from the midst of Peruvu. If a person is married for 10 years, doesn't have kids, Rachman, the son, so they have to figure out how to fix the situation. Either get rid of his wife and marry somebody else, or marry an extra wife. Marry another wife, right? But the man has a mitzvah of pru uruvu. Gersha, if she got divorced, meaning if they ended up getting divorced, then mutaris linase la'acher. She's allowed to marry someone else. For a shani sheni, they show zimai as a shanim, and then that guy gets 10 years, right? And then, because we don't know, right? If you look at Rashi, akarahi, we don't assume that she's barren, because maybe it was the first guy who had the problem. Then if she had a miscarriage, then you'd count the 10 years from the time of the miscarriage. Tanur Rabbanan will end the Brisa, as we'll see in a second. There's a machlokes on Amar Beis, exactly what the logic here is, but let's talk about it. Tanur Rabbanan will end the Brisa. Nasa Isha V'Shaima Esther Shanim V'lo Yalda. Again, same idea, then married for 10 years, no kids. Yotzi V'Ting Suva V'Shema Lo Zacha Libanos Mimena. The person should give her a divorce, or give her a ksuba, right, and then find somebody else, right? Because maybe it wasn't Zoicha. Right? It wasn't Zoicha. We'll see a lot of this is based on, could be based on Mazel, right? It wasn't Zoicha to have children from her. Alva Pijain, right? And even though there's no proof, right? So then there's some sort of remez, or some sort of hint to Mikit Esther Shana, the Shabbos Avram Beretz Canaan. Right? That's already, right? That's when Avram married Hagar. Right, that's after 10 years they had gotten to Eretz Yisrael and they didn't have kids. So you see, Avram took another wife, right? He's trying to have children. Right, to teach you that living outside Eretz Yisrael didn't count. Right, meaning obviously he had been married to Sarah for a very long time, right? But the only when he started getting to Eretz Yisrael, right, only those 10 years counted. So if you have some sort of reason, right, why they haven't had kids, right? Either he was sick, she was sick, they were in jail, he was in jail, whatever it is, that doesn't count. I mean, the 10 years is when they're able to be zocha, right, to have children. And apparently being in chutz la'aretz is one possibility why their mazel, or why their ability to have kids, right, would be lessened. Maybe Yitzchak says, okay, but why don't you bring the pasuk by Yitzchak? Again, right, Avram, right, took Hagar after 10 years. Yitzchak didn't have twins for 20 years. Right, the pasuk says, "Vayitzchak ben arba'im shav kachtos rivka uksiv." Yitzchak ben shishim shana b'ledus osam. It says very clearly the pasuk took 20 years. So Ralei says, "No, you can't bring anything from Yitzchak because Yitzchak akar haya." Right, Yitzchak couldn't. We know about the imos that were akaras, right? That couldn't have kids. Guess what? Yitzchak also couldn't have kids. So Gemara says, okay, but Yehachi Avram Nami Nakar Hayu. Well, Avram was also. So Gemara says, okay, Enecha Nami, right? So that's we're not going to learn it from the Avos, right? So obviously the Avos is not going to teach us, right? That it must be that we go back to what Avram said, what they said before, but Hagar. But so therefore, what do we learn from Yitzchak? Meaning, so if Yitzchak was Akar, so Gemara says, "Ahumi boy, like, could there be Chia bar Abba?" Right, that we need that pasuk that Yitzchak was. So, meaning, if you don't need to teach me that it's 20 years, right? Really, we're going back to saying that it's 10 years, and that's what we learned from Avram. So, what's the pasuk by Yitzchak that teaches us it's 20 years? So it's not really. That's not what's coming to teach us. It's coming to teach something else, right? Could there be Chia bar Abba? Then Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lama Nindu Shnosav Shal Yishmael Kli Liachas Ben Shnosav Shal Yaakov. The only reason that the Torah says that Yishmael was 137 years when he died is to kind of figure out, if you do the math, right, how old Yaakov was, and how if he spent 14 years in Shem Ve'Ever, right, that kind of those years are disappeared, right? Because the math doesn't work out. I'm not going to do it now, but the math doesn't work out when Yaakov shows up in Egypt. Right, the math doesn't really work out so much. The Gemara elsewhere talks about exactly how you calculate it. At the end of the first parak in Megillah, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara kind of blots that out, spells that out for you. But anyway, that's what we use. Right, it says over there that Yaakov, right, pretty well known Chazal that Yosef was gone from Yaakov for 22 years, and that's the same 22 years that Yaakov didn't do kibbutz ne'im by his parents. I wasn't away to Yeshiva Shem Ever 14 years. So he apparently wasn't punished for that. Okay, fine. Anyway, fine. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yitzchak Avinu, right, his namesake. Yitzchak Avinu Akar Hoya, right? He couldn't have kids. Shein Amar, as the Pasuk says, Vayetar Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Nochach Ishto. Right? Al Ishto L'Nemar Ela L'Nochach. Right? It doesn't say that he davened for his wife, but it says next to his wife. Right? Malam Eshishneim Akurim Yem. Apparently both of them were unable to have children. So Yachik Astru Vayatzer Lo. So then why does it say Hashem answered him? They should have said he answered them. So pretty well-known Chazal. Right, Rashi quotes it there. Fisha Enudomet Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, the Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rasha, because the Tfilah of a Tzadik, the son of a Tzadik, right, is greater than the Tfilah of Tzadik Ben Rasha. Now Rivka, right, obviously your father was tremendous Rasha, right, your father was Bsuel. So that's her Tfilos were not as powerful as Yitzchak's. No, obviously you have to sort this Gemara through with other Gemaras that say that someone who did tshuva, right, is makom bali tshuva, makom tzadikim kumurim, and one did, right, again, that I thought that someone, right, you might have thought that someone, right, who rose out of a bad household, right, is greater. But okay, right, there are many ways that Chazal and the Achronim discuss why the tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is better. But okay, either way, that's not for now. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Mipnei hayu avosenu akurim b'nei Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh l'tefillah shel tzadikim." Again, Rashi also quotes this on the Chumash. And why were the avos unable to have kids for the more or less? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted their tefillos. Right? That's Chazal always talk about the power of tefillah. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have tefillos. That's the point of some yisurim rachman l'tzlan. A person should also always just realize that Hashem wants us to turn to Him, and that's very often why quote unquote bad things come to us. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Lama nimshlu tefilas shel tzadikim ke eter? Why are the tefilas of tzadikim like an eter? An eter is a pitchfork." Again, the pasuk says vayater, right? Vayater, right? Using that shoresh of ayin tav resh. So why is it like a pitchfork? So ma eter zem ha'pech tefilah b'makom b'makom. Kaf tefilas shel tzadikim ha'pech es midas shel Kadosh Baruch Hu mimidas ragzonus lemidas rechmanus. Just like a pitchfork turns the sheaves over from one place to the next, so too the tefilah removes the Kadosh Baruch Hu from his midos kiviyachol from ragzonus, from being upset and frustrated with us, to the midah of rachman, to the midah of mercy. Right, even more, right, we never think of them like this, but fast, a shocking Gemara almost. But not only were they a karam, but they were tumtumim. A tumtum is someone who has, rachman al-tzlan, has skin, right, over their either male or female genital parts. Rachman al-tzlan, they weren't even able to be together, as long as they were tumtumim. Right, obviously, and we're able to take care of that. Right, as the pasuk says, "Shenamar." As the pasuk says, "Hibitu el tzur chutzvim ve'al makavas bor nukartem." Right, look from the hole or tzur, the rock which you were how do you call it? Digging from a rock. I forget. Sculpted, maybe? That's not the right word. But anyway, and from the pit from which you were dug. Look at Avram and Sarah, right, who bore you out. And again, the whole idea is that Avram, it was, right, his Akilu, his Aver, was almost like sculpted out of him, right? Obviously, he had some sort of membrane as well. And Sarah as well had to be dug in. It was a pit, right? And from the pit, right, the Pasuk talks about, right, the pit had to be dug, had to be open, right? You can see the metaphor, right, by cutting away the membrane, right, from the male and the female Aver. Okay, fascinating Gemara. Amrav Nachum Barabba Barabua, Sarah Imenu Islandus Haisun. Sarah was not only a Tumtum, she was an Islandus. She couldn't have kids, right? Bashem as Bazik says, Vati Sarai Akara in La Valad, right? If she was, right, Akar, she couldn't have kids, right? She didn't have a child, right? Obviously, that's obvious. So, Afilu Beis Valad in La. She didn't even have the proper ability to have a child, meaning her uterus was damaged, missing, whatever it is. And she didn't fully develop, right? That's why it was even greater nace, right, that she had Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Breider Rabbi Shmuel Bar Ilas Mishmei the Rav. Lo Shano Ella Bedoros Harishonos. This whole 10-year thing. Yeah, we go back to the Mishnah, right? That we said 10 years, and our woman, we give a woman 10 years to have kids, and then we have to figure something out. Right, so that's only back in the day. Marubos, when they lived for a long time, right? Abu Doros Achronim. But after that, right, in the later Doros, later generations, right? They didn't live so long. So then, then you get 2.5 years, which is like three pregnancies, right? And again, if it's 2.5 years, then you gotta get things moving, right? People don't live that long, right? So back then, right? Certainly, right? Life expectancy was what, 30-40 years. Right. We talked about not here, but okay. Whatever. Rabbah lived 40 years. Abaye lived 60 years. That was okay. But either way, that's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, I think. Rabbah Amar Rav Nachman Shlosh Shanim is actually 3 years. Right, Keneged Shlosh Pekidos, like the three rememberings, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered people three times. We talk about three different types of rememberings on Rosh Hashanah. There's Sarah. It says right here. Sorry, Damamar Rosh Hashanah Nifkidu Sarah Rachel Vachana. That's the three times they were remembered for children, and that's, we certainly talk about that a lot in the davening. So that, again, that's the 3 years, right? You have to have three Rosh Hashanahs pass. Amar Rabba says that the Tanei Lahalali Klali. This is not the rules. Because Michti, Masnisin Man Tokin, Rabbi, right? Who set up the Mishnah? Right? Who wrote our Mishnah that says that you need to wait 10 years? Well, it's Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Who made David? Right? He was lived in already in the David's time. Not that Rabbi lived in David's time, but Rabbi lived obviously much farther than that. But already in the time of David, Imai Shani, the years were much less, right? Avram lived 180 years, David lived 70 years, right? The Mishnah Zayim Bayam Shevim Shana. Right, people live 70 years if they're lucky, 80 years. Baruch Hashem, life expectancy nowadays is creeping up higher again. But right, Rabbi says all this stuff, right, is not shayach because Rebbe already, when he wrote, it's a 10-year thing. Right, he was already living in a time when people weren't living so long, so it's not doesn't change. Okay. So we said before, right, that again we said that if you have 10 years, right, again, so he has to. Husband has to remarry. Vayishem alo zoch libana v'mena. Right, he has to marry somebody else because maybe he wasn't zochah to have kids with her. Whatever. Don't be hilo zochia. So Gemara says, well, what about the woman? So Gemara says, he came into mifkada piri v'rivya lo me'ansha. Right. And Gemara says, no, because whose mitzvah is per revu? Right. It's the guy's mitzvah. So clearly, it's his issue. Gemara says, ain't he? Really, is that really true? And not that it's her issue. I mean, that's for sure true, that the mitzvah per revu is a man's issue. The question is, maybe he'll be zochah to have the kids to the other wife. Or are you sure that's really going to work? V'amr le Rabbanan, the Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, nasiv et tavoli bani, v'amr lehu, right, izakai, havu le mekamaisa, right? So they told Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, go get married and have some kids. And he said, well, I was married already. If I was really zoch, I would have had him with the first wife. So he said, there's no point in marrying the second wife. The Gemara says, haskam dichoi komad chilu le Rabbanan. Right there, yeah, he was just giving them an answer. Right, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Yaakov Mipirkei to Rabbi Huna, because actually Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda himself couldn't have kids. Right, he wasn't able to have kids. Right, he had unfortunately injured himself by staying too long at Rabbi Huna's Gemaras, Shirim. But as we pointed out, right, we already had that we're going to have again. Right, in a second, that a bunch of people were unfortunately became unable to have children because they stayed at Rav Huna. They all had to go to the bathroom. Rav Huna's shir were very, very long. They didn't dare leave in the middle of the shir, and you know, they injured themselves and they weren't able to have children. Pretty wild. Okay, Rav Gidol, Iyakar Mepikar, Rav Huna. It happened to Rav Gidol. Rav Chalba, Iyakar Mepikar, Rav Huna. Rav Chalba as well. Rav Sheshes, Iyakar Mepikar, Rav Huna. Right? Okay, so when you see a bunch of people, right, how this happened to them. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Adchei Suskinta. And Rav Bar Yaakov had this suskinta, which is also similar with the need to go to the bathroom, and it can cause a person not to be able to have kids. Tuli Ba'arzah Devei Rav, fascinating, they kind of hung him, right? I guess not hung him from the neck, but I guess they tied him to the wood in the base measures. Rav Nafik B'nei Huta Yarka, apparently they stretched him or whatever it was, and anyway, right, once he was hanging there, so he was able to have some sort of urination or whatever that was green, and that cured him. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Shitzin Shabe Havine, Bekulu Iyakar, Mepirkei Ravuna, Lebar Mano. And he said, apparently there were 60 of us there in the shir, and all of us couldn't have kids except for me. Right, the Kami Ben Avshai, HaChachma Techaya Ba'alecha, because I was Mekayim the Pasuk, right, that the Chachma, right, keeps you alive, right, keeps you going, apparently he was able to, he figured out how to beat this type of injury or illness, whatever it was. Okay, Gershom Uteres, right again, if he divorced his wife, then he's married, she's allowed to get married again. Gula just points out, ah, Shani in, Shlishi lo. Apparently she's allowed to marry a second time and a third time. So, it must need some money. Whose shita is this? Apparently that's Rebbe, right? Again, we have a machlokas about a chazaka, right? How many times does it take to establish a chazaka? If a woman, Rahman al Islam, is losing her husband's, so at what point do we establish her at as an Isha Katlanis, a woman who's, Rahman al Islam, going to, quote-unquote, kill her husband's? So, apparently, if you tell me she's allowed to remarry the second time, right, but not a third time, if that's the implications, that seems to be Rebbe's shita. Rebbe holds that three is a chazaka, and we'll see in a second, that Rav Shimon Gamliel says four is a chazaka. So apparently this is Rebbe's shita that says, right, two is okay, but three is not. Right, Rebbe Hidatanya, Mala Rishon Umeis, Sheni Umeis, right, if the first, Rahman al-Tzlan, the first kid got a Mila and he passed away, and the second kid in this family got a Mila and also passed away, so Shlishi Lo Timol, right, you can't do a Mila on the third one, right, that's the Devei Rebbe, that's the... That's the chazaka here. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shlishi Timol, Revi Lo Timol. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, a chazaka is only after three, not after two. Really, meaning, so the fourth one would be, I apologize. Right, Rebbe says the chazaka is after two, and therefore the third one is considered to be a chazaka, and meaning we're not going to do the mila on him. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's three is a chazaka, and therefore the fourth will be affected. I have a tanya b'chol, but don't we see the opposite, that you know who holds what? This course says haminayu achronaisa. Okay, fine. Which brisa was last? So let's figure it out. Right, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Tamar, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ase ba'arba achayos b'tzipori, Shemal Rishon Umeis, Shnei Umeis, Shlishi Umeis. So Rachman al Tzlan, there were three brothers, four brothers. Sorry, four sisters. Right? And then the first sister had a kid, had a misa, he passed away. Second, third as well. Ravi is the fourth one. Basla Fnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Amrala Altimali. The fourth one, the sister Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, nope. Right, all three of his cousins, right? All three of his cousins passed away, so therefore we assume, right, it's not gonna work. So clearly Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is holding that three is a chazaka, and then the fourth one is affected. The Gemara says, "Dilma Yisaya the Shlishi is not me have overlay." Well, that's the story. That doesn't prove that he doesn't hold three. That maybe he holds that he holds it's two and three. So the Gemara says, "Well, in Cain, right, Maya Sidi Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Well, if that's true, so what was the point for telling me that story, right, of his testimony, right, of his edus? Obviously, that's what he's trying to tell me, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel held, right, that the fourth one already is affected, but meaning three is a chazaka, not two." Maybe what he's trying to prove is that you can have a chazaka through sisters. So Rava says, before we get to the answer, Rava says that now that we said that sisters can make a chazaka about the family, right, it's not just from one mother, but it's even from a grandmother, really. So therefore, right, you should look into the family. Don't marry a woman whose family is epileptic, or they have tzaras, they have leprosy. Who this chazik told me not tzaras, mamish. That's already a spiritual disease. But really, here we're talking about actual leprosy. I think. Who this chazik tosses in me, and that's all again. It's only if there was three. So anyway, tachlas my havi Allah. Meaning, which one is which? Right? What's the machlokas here? Who holds what? Does Rebbe hold two, or Rav Gamliel hold two? So kiyaser Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, uvda hava kamei Rav Yochanan bechnishta demaon. Right? It happened. Happened in front of Rabbi Yochanan in the Knishna, the big Knishna, is a shul. And a shul in Ma'on. B'yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, right? It was, not only was it a regular day, it was Yom Kippur, and it was Shabbos. And the scenario was, Mala Rishon Umeis, Shnei Umeis. The first two kids in the family, right, or the sisters had kids in the family, whatever it was, right, who died. And Shlishi is Balafanov. And now you have Shabbos Yom Kippur. Again, think about it. If you don't need to do a Mila, so you're going to be a Mechal Shabbos, and you'll be a Mechal Yom Kippur. And so they went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalei Lechimoli, go do the Mila. So therefore, clearly, Rabbi Yochanan holds that two is not a chazaka, that three is a chazaka. So that's the machlokas. So Rabbi holds two, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's three. Amalei Abaye, Chazai de Kasharis Yisurav Zakanta. Abaye said, be careful, right? Again, you're making a woman, again, this is, if it's not, again, just realize what you're doing here. Right? There's a potential Chil Shabbos, Chil Yom Kippur, right? And also, and if you're wrong, you should do the Mila, so the kid, the Chor, might die. Right? So make sure that this is the Emes, that this is actually the Shita. And Samach La'Abaye, apparently Abaye relied on this, and that it was, that Rabbi Yochanan held a Chazaka is 3 and not 2, and very sad. He went to marry Choma, who was a woman. Barta de Isi Breder of Yitzchak Breder Yehuda, apparently the daughter of Isi, right, again, the son of Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Yehuda. Again, apparently she had some pretty good yichus. And what had happened? De Nazba Rachva Vapumpadisa Vashachiv, and Rav Yitzchak Breder Abba Bar Chana Vashachiv, and her first two husbands had died. So Vinasva who Vishachiv and Rachel son Abaye married her and they also died. And apparently, right, Rabbi Yochanan was wrong. Meaning that two is a chazaka, not three. And when Rava said, so Iko the Ovid Ugda Vinashiki, hi, is anybody who is putting himself in danger. And he's the one who says that Ovid Disamcha, Yitzchak Sukha Lav Bar Samcha, that in terms of when you hearing in Bavel about the things that Rabbi Yochanan said in Eretz Yisrael, so you could listen to Ovid, but Yitzchak Samcha, meaning Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, is not so clear on what Rabbi Yochanan said. And Ovid Yeshna B'chazara, Yitzchak Sukha Eno B'chazara, because Ovid would, Pasha says, would chazer, and Yitzchak Simcha would not. So you see that chazering is very important. Either way, the Ovid, and also Seder, the Machlokas Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's by Mila, when you have some sort of physical proof that there's some sort of, you know, maybe illness in the family. But by marriage, how do you know that necessarily that the chazaka, we hold the chazaka that the woman is going to kill her husband's Rechman Litzlan, quote unquote, not literally murder, but that they will die while they're married to her. Right, Abaye should have been careful. It's very sad, the Rebbe says. So Gemara says, yeah, that the Machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, really, Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is also by Mila, and it's also by marriage. Tanya Kizvon and Rabbeisa, Nidus is Benichusa, right? Nisei is Larisha, Vemez, Lashani, Vemez, Lashani, Latinase, Debre Rebbe, right? If a woman killed, quote unquote, killed, right, had two husbands die under her watch, so she should not marry a third. Now, I have no idea, Agav, by the way, if the opposite is true of a husband, but here we're talking about a wife, I'm not sure. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, L'shishi tinasi l'rvi lo tinasi, that a chazaka, again, the woman only after three husbands and not four. Meaning the fourth one shouldn't marry her. Bishlama Gabi Mila, so Gemara just asks, Bishlama Gabi Mila, Ika Mishpacha de Rapidama, Vika Mishpacha de Kamadama. By Mila, I understand, because some families just have weird blood, and it's not, you know, for Rechman Atzlan, they can't, you know, heal themselves after a mila, a kid could bleed out. Eli Nisuin, my time, but what's the whole deal with marriage? It's Amar Le, Rav Mordechai, the Ravashi. Hachi Amar Avimi, Meagronia, Mishmeid Ravuna. This is what they said in the name of Ravuna. Two possibilities. Ravuna said, Mayan Gorem, that Mayan is literally like a river or a spring or whatever. It's a reference to the woman's private area, that for whatever reason she has some sort of illness or some sort of sickness, and whether it's when they're together, so that it makes him sick, and then he passes away. Ravashi Amar Mazel Gorem. Ravashi says, no, just Mazel. Right? Just Mazel, that, again, the Mazel is different explanations of what Mazel is, but Pasha says it's based on the Mazalos, right? The Mazalos in the sky, right? That's not, the horoscope is in the newspaper is a joke, but the horoscope is a real thing, right? The zodiac certainly is a real thing that has real sources in the Gemara and all more mystical places. My Benayu, what's the difference between Ravashi and Rav Huna? So Yi Benayu, the Erzo Mace, right? The Nafkamina would be, meaning that they only had Erzin, meaning so that, you know, if we're talking about that the woman's private area is the one that's causing some sort of illness, so they never were together. So that would be fine. But Ravashi, obviously, so it's Mazel, so they were actually married. So Inami, or another answer, and does not fall medical mace, where the guy actually just fell out of a tree, right? And that, obviously, that wasn't, you know, because of them being together, right? So that would be, that would not count. But the Mazel, that would count as one of the deaths that happened on this woman's watch. Okay, Shkoyakol, the Rebosa, we'll like you in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on when you're listening to this.